As you know, there was a massive earthquake in Taiwan here in the last 48 hours. Search and rescue efforts continue. Buildings collapsed. Tsunami warnings were sent out. I don't think that ever materialized, but I think it was a 7.3 on the Richter scale. Dramatically powerful earthquake in Taiwan. And immediately, those in Beijing began sending warships and planes circling the island. And you just have to wonder, is Dictator Xi sitting there going, is now the time? He would like nothing more than to go over and plant the Chinese communist flag in the middle of the island that was claimed by Chiang Kai-shek way back in 1949. He'd like to have it back. We'll see how it plays out. Anna Mu is a member of the new federal state of China. Welcome back, Anna.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So what are you hearing out of Taiwan? Powerful earthquake. And the vulture that is Beijing is circling. But what can you tell us, first of all, about what you've heard from the ground? You know people there. You have connections there. What can you share?
Well, there's a lot that we can share over here, certainly on the earthquakes. Now, just as earthquake itself, it is actually a very big tactic used by the CCP. Now, back in March 2022, from our intelligence source back then, they have personally heard the Communist Party and submarine troops discuss many times that they can use submarines to quake Taiwan. Now, they have discussed what if they could use earthquakes to cut down the movements in the southern parts of Taiwan, or what about the northern areas? Then that will only mean the middle part of Taiwan will be left. And on top of that, the CCP have went through all of this information that 70 tectonics underneath Taiwan from north to south, and they can use any missiles, just one missile from submarines deployed, and as soon as that hit the plate, there is going to be an earthquake.
So wait a second. So hold on. You believe that this was caused by Beijing, or you're saying that they have the technology that it's possible? Or are you saying that that's what happened?
Well, there are possibilities because we don't have the most recent update around this information just yet. But from our past intelligence, this is what we can differentiate, that they do have the capability as well as previous plans to carry out this action.
Mm. So the most important thing, though, for Beijing, regardless of how they get there and regardless of what caused this devastating earthquake, is how they get their hands back on Taiwan, which they consider to be a rogue province since 1949. The United States has now stationed troops there, apparently permanently. They did that, and we learned about it here just recently. How tense is it there, do you think? How close do you think Dictator Xi is on making a move on Taiwan? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it happened today or tomorrow. But it wouldn't surprise me if nothing happened for the next 10 years either. Where are we?
Well, yes, it is a very intense situation that we are going through right now. So about there's some most exclusive recent intel around this. First of all is Putin will visit China in May. Now, Xi will also visit many countries in Europe, in Central Asia, in South America, and plans to hold a series of summits with the Gulf countries in the near future. So that means all these is a plan that Xi will be preparing for the attack on Taiwan, as well as a global economic collapse. So he's preparing on both ways. Now, the earthquake happened at this moment. It's such an intense moment, and it occurred. So we know a lot of times it could be a natural disaster. It could also be a planned disaster. So this is what we can bring up over here. It's a very intense situation, but CCP have many plans already.
As long as they get started. So Vladimir Putin going to China in May. And then the dictator, Xi Jinping, is going to make a tour of several countries in Europe, Central Asia, South America, holding a series of summits, if you will, along the way. China trying to expand its influence globally. As America recedes with a very weak president, China is asserting itself, whether it's in Africa or South America or in Asia, right? I mean, he is making a play to get as much support as possible, as many countries as possible on the same side and basically undercut American authority globally. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, a good example is what we can see is, remember last year in November, during APEC, where she visited San Francisco. That was a really big point in line to say where she is and where we can see the influence she has in America. So it is a very clear message that, first of all, we know that she is the common enemy of American and the Chinese people, and he cannot represent China or the Chinese people. But for the United States, if we think about it, it's a win-win situation, getting benefits through dealings with Xi, then it will be very much wrong. Because he has never honored with any of his commitments. And this is the same goes for the CCP. If you want to make deals with them, it is not going to be as simple as a two-win situation in this case. So even for the APEC summit back in 2022, Xi had two goals back then. That is crushing the US, UK, and meanwhile coaxing the other countries. So, you know, every state trip since 2012, when she had come into power, it is luring the world into the CCP, Communist China's so-called, all the spendings and also all of the colluding altogether. So that is the old tricks, but playing in the modern times all over again in these years. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that going on, plus, 40,000, 50,000Chinese illegal aliens that have flooded into the country. I wonder what their goals are. That's for another day, Anna, but we have to keep an eye on that as well, because we found one trying to break into a military facility. Yeah, a military facility, a Chinese national in the country illegally stopped after breaking into that military facility. So we'll keep an eye on it. Anna, greatly appreciate it. As always, keep us up to date on what's happening in Taiwan. We pray for the people there that they're going to be okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, it's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.